This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vast level, and we would like to express our greetings to your tribune as well, to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with your tribune. Before we begin, we would like to suggest that there exists for a attribute to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information that is available to the attribute. You will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this fact, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. And in that meditative state, in that altered state of consciousness, have that opportunity to telepathically interact and to share with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. So we would encourage each of you to become involved and to take advantage of that opportunity. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we're seeing continuously that the reality that you experience is your creation, and it's a validation and based upon the beliefs that you hold. Based upon what it is that you desire, your imagination, and your expectation, based upon the choices and decisions, based upon your attitudes, based upon primarily your beliefs. What is it that you believe? It seems like such a simple statement. What is it that you believe? And yet for so many it is such a very difficult concept to put into some type of verbal expression, or to express exactly what it is that you believe, referring to certain subjects, referring to certain activities or experiences that you are involved in the creation of in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Once again, as we have suggested so many times, it's quite easy to accept the responsibility for a reality that you experience, that you would view as somehow being more desirable than some other particular activity or experience that you view as being less than desirable. And in those activities that you view as being more desirable, it's much easier to accept the responsibility for and to discover what the belief or belief system is that you're holding, that's responsible for that reality. The realities are composed, once again, of beliefs in belief systems. Belief systems are a combination of your so-called individual belief systems, societal belief systems, and what we like to refer to as the human consciousness belief system. A combination that interacts with each other to form this reality that you've experienced. The rest of those beliefs influence your so-called belief system and consequently have an impact and an influence upon the reality that you experience in the so-called awakened consciousness state. And once again, the human consciousness belief systems are very difficult to step outside of. Difficult, not impossible, but very difficult. Societal belief systems easier to step outside of, in individual belief systems, perhaps the easiest for one to have the capacity to alter or to change. It's important to understand that, once again, it's a combination. And if you change any part of that combination, you change the entire belief system to some extent. You change the entire outcome of that particular activity that results from that belief or belief system. And so when you change your individual beliefs, you absolutely do have an effect on the reality that you experience. Sometimes, to the extent where it has the capacity to change the reality that occurs seemingly despite the so-called human consciousness and societal belief systems that are also affecting that reality. For example, you can be involved in a reality, in an experience that seems to defy the human consciousness belief systems, provided that the individual belief system is in place and is strong enough to give you that capacity to step outside, if you wish, that human consciousness belief system. Difficult, but not impossible. You can see examples of that throughout your so-called system, throughout your societies. Individuals involved in what you like to refer to as some type of a miraculous experience that defies explanation. A reality that occurs and seems to contradict your so-called human consciousness belief systems, or what you might refer to as your laws of physics, or what it is that is absolutely unexpected or unexplainable and seemingly impossible for one to accomplish. The irony of it is that the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. You see, you are involved in what you like to refer to as the current time and space. In activities and the utilization of certain types of technologies that in your so-called past, and we're referring now to a past that would be not that distant, rather recent in terms of two or three of your centuries, that technology would have seemed absolutely impossible outside of what was then the human consciousness belief system, and therefore very difficult for one to accomplish. Imagination is the key to overcoming those so-called impossible realities and creations. In your so-called modern type of technology, you have no trouble expecting that it's possible for you to instantly communicate with someone who exists perhaps on the other side of your system. And yet, once again, as recently as two or three of your centuries ago, such a type of technology not only did not exist, but would have been looked upon as an absolute impossibility. Imagination and expectation. You, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, still believe that it's necessary to go through a particular process of evolution. This process of evolution validate your belief in time and space. As we've suggested, perhaps one of the most difficult of your human consciousness beliefs to step outside of, this belief in time and space. And so if there's an evolutionary process, if the advancement of your technology requires various steps of progressions into what you might refer to as superior advances in that technological apparatus, whatever that may be, then once again, that process that evolutionary process validates that time and space are real. We have suggested in our past many times that it's not necessary to go through that evolutionary process, that the information that you desire exists and is available to each of you, but that in itself involves stepping outside of a human consciousness belief system, that all of the knowledge is available to each of you. You have but to believe. It's not like some particular individual has the capacity to have a greater knowledge than another. One may perhaps hold a belief that they have the greater knowledge than another, and is once again, this reality that you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And if you don't believe it's possible to accomplish something, then it's going to be very difficult for you to accomplish. Even if that involves the capacity to tap into these so-called limitless amounts of knowledge that are available to each of you. And so in your reality, what you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the validation of belief systems. And it's based upon what it is that you desire, and utilizing your imagination and having the expectation to create that reality. Some individuals imagine realities that are seemingly absolutely impossible, realities that, for all intents and purposes, are not only not held within the belief system of other individuals existing in your so-called incarnational period, but actually realities that have not been supposedly experienced in your earth system, in your experience in this vibrational level. You do a very good job of hiding from who and what you truly are. You exist with this belief in time and space, and you for many do not believe or accept that you have experienced other incarnational periods, and that those incarnational periods are occurring simultaneously to this one. And these so-called technical advances that you utilize in your so-called present time are not nearly the advancements that you utilize in what we like to refer to as the Lemurian times and as the Atlantean times, when this technology was much more advanced, if you would, than what you experience in your so-called prison time. And so it's not new. It's not like it's something that you, as a consciousness in this vibrational level, have not and are not experiencing in other incarnational periods and in other realities that you're involved in the creation of. That knowledge is available. You see, once again, the only limitation is your imagination. Now, we spoke to you recently of altering the energy that you utilize to generate this technology that you experience and that you are involved in this particular incarnational period, and that there is energy that's available that has zero what you would refer to as negative or side effects upon your earth system. That energy exists absolutely. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. It's important to grasp that concept. The reality that you exist in and that you experience in this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. You control the illusion as individuals, as a society, and as a human consciousness. You are all one. It's very difficult to explain. It defies explanation. But the message is that it's an illusion. That particular element of this creation process is within your capacity to understand that that's an illusion. And you can alter the illusion. Absolutely. Not only can, but do. That's the irony. You alter this illusion. You alter your past, your so-called present, and your so-called future on a continual basis. You're just not aware of it in your awakened consciousness state. This is not something that's a strange type of creation process for you. You do it continuously. You're just not aware of it. You do a very good job of hiding from who and what you truly are. We're not suggesting that this is somehow a brand new technology that suddenly become available to you. Absolutely not. You've been involved in this creation process since you entered into this vibrational level. You do it continuously. We're just suggesting that in this new age and new energy, that it's possible for you to influence it consciously in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called history, in your past. Unless, of course, you wish to refer to the Lemurian periods when you utilize that technique almost on a constant basis. When it was possible for you to step into this so-called illusionary reality and to step out of it almost at will. To understand to a certain extent why you existed in this vibrational level, who and what you truly are. To understand why you existed in this vibrational level, that it's your creation and it's an illusion. To understand it to a certain extent in your awakened consciousness state. That you experienced in your so-called Lemurian periods. And you have consistently, if you wish to utilize your belief in time and space, gone to great lengths to put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand that particular creation technique and who and what you truly are, as long as you exist in this vibrational level, and particularly when you're so-called in your awakened consciousness state. And now you have, in your awakened consciousness state, put in the capacity, the ability to influence your reality consciously. And that influence begins by understanding that it's an illusion, by understanding that the creation process involves a desire, it involves utilization of your imagination, and it involves an expectation. And once again, you can look at all types of examples of individuals who are involved in what are seemingly miraculous events, whether they be the ability for someone to suddenly come up with some type of an idea that changes your entire perception of this earth system and what's possible, to an individual who seemingly has the capacity to suddenly overcome what you would refer to as a very negative experience, being involved, for example, in some type of serious health issue, and to have that suddenly, miraculously, disappear, and that individual then looks upon as being one who has experienced a miracle. That type of creation process, once again, is available to each of you. And you do it on a continual basis, once again, as well. That's the irony of it. We suggested that you, or should you continue on your current belief systems, entering into an area where you will begin to understand that the transportation from one place to another is not based upon time and space, that you can eliminate the time and space concept and have that type of reality created and to experience it. We also suggested in your past that you, as a human society, have individuals who are, should you once again continue on your current beliefs and belief systems, on the verge of creating a type of technology that allows you to store information in a manner that's been almost beyond your comprehension in your so-called past or current technological techniques of storing information, in your what you refer to as in your electronic systems, in your various types of computers and other technological equipment that you utilize. Currently, those particular pieces of information are stored in a type of element that has very severe limitations. Limitations in the capacity to store huge amounts of information. So rather than attempt to store that particular huge amount of information in one type of equipment, if you wish, in one area, it is spread out. If you utilize your instruments to tap into that information in various different areas of your system, and you become quite proficient at that. But it does have its limitations. It takes an effort for you to utilize this so-called piece of equipment that you have to tap into and to connect to through various techniques another piece of equipment in order to access the information that's held there. And even in that other piece of information, the amount of technology that's held there, the amount of information is limited. And so it branches out to another area, and if it branches out to another area, and you, by branching out and connecting to these various other terminals, if you wish, you have the capacity to gather various types of information. But even the particular piece of equipment that you are using to utilize and to reach out to those other particular areas of information has its capacity and its limitations to store that information. We're suggesting, as we have in the past, that you're on the verge of utilizing a technology that stores that information rather in a solid form, in a particular liquid form. Stores it in a form based upon minute electrical impulses that allows you to store that energy and to store that information in one area. And as a consequence of being stored in one area, have the capacity to have that information interact, to share information within that particular element, within that particular instrument, to give you instantaneous access to information. Now, that seems like a very difficult concept. But the irony of it is, that within each individual existing within your Earth system, every entity has that capacity. You store within your physical being information that is directed at billions of activities that are being carried out simultaneously, and each one interacting with another. Each one aware at your subconscious level of what's occurring. All of that contained within a physical being. Billions of bits of information, if you wish, that are interacting and sharing with each other. Your so-called computers are very, very archaic in terms of their ability to store and process information when compared to the consciousness that is contained within each of you. Once again, you have so-called scientists who are beginning to understand that that information that is stored within your consciousness is stored through the utilization of minute charges of electricity that have the capacity to exchange and interact with each other. Not only have the capacity to, but do so on a continual basis, billions of times, over and over and over, in your so-called seconds, measured in your belief in time and space. That type of technology, to a limited extent, is what you will experience in your so-called future should you continue on your current belief system. A type of equipment which stores bits of information in a liquid form as simple, minute charges of electricity that have the capacity to interact with each other. The ability to store within one particular apparatus all the information that you now search through your so-called internet services to collect from various points throughout your Earth system. That capacity, that reality exists. There are those who believe that it's possible, who are utilizing their imagination, who are expecting to bring that into your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It is indeed based upon your imagination and your expectation, your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings. It's really that simple. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And so we would suggest that based upon the current beliefs and belief systems of individuals existing within your so-called present incarnational period, that you shall have the opportunity to experience that type of a technological so-called advancement in your not too distant future. We're not talking about something that will occur in what you refer to in your belief in time and space in a very far distant time. That type of technology, if you wish, is on the verge of not only being discovered, but of being presented as a alternative way, a very superior way to store bits of information, knowledge if you wish, on your technological apparatus. A validation of beliefs and belief systems. You are also currently, as a result of your so-called alteration in this new age and new energy, experiencing various events throughout your Earth systems that you look upon as being rather negative. We have suggested that in this new age and new energy, that the thoughts that you continue to hold within your so-called consciousness, the beliefs and the attitudes, the choices and decisions that you daily interact with, not only can but will influence the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And we suggested that that type of consciousness creation process is having an effect on your Earth system. Not only on the physical makeup of this Earth that you exist upon, but also upon the human consciousness that exists in this particular incarnational period on your Earth system. Individuals who are involved in what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being very negative activities. It's important to understand that the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is not judged as right or wrong by the fuck of consciousness that you are that's responsible for that creation process. The reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is not judged as right or wrong by the stock of consciousness that's responsible for its creation. It's important to grasp that concept. Because you see, that stock of consciousness that creates this reality that you experience, that stock of consciousness that you are, rejoices in that creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong. Doesn't decide, well, that's the reality that you should experience. I think they'll enjoy that reality, so we'll give them that reality. Whereas, oh, that's a pretty negative reality. We're not going to give them that reality. We don't care what their thoughts and feelings are, what their beliefs are. That's not a good reality, so we won't give that to them. It's not that way. The spot of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but validates the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. Beliefs and belief systems many times that are put in place in levels of consciousness that are very difficult for you to access in your awakened consciousness state. However, in this new age and new energy, once again, you are influencing the reality you experience from a conscious state in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And as a result, you are experiencing not only some positive realities that seem to be unexplainable, falling into that category that we refer to as miraculous, but also some realities that you're viewing as being catastrophic realities that are what you might refer to as being very less than desirable. You're experiencing what in your awakened consciousness state you would view as atrocities being committed throughout your earth system. A validation of beliefs and belief systems. A validation of conscious thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions. A validation of expectation. Should you continue on this so-called current beliefs and belief systems that you hold not only as individuals but as a society and as a human consciousness, you all are and are continuing to enter into what we have referred to as the age of the children who enter into this incarnational period, bringing with them the understanding that the reality that they experience is indeed influenced by their conscious thoughts and feelings, their choices and decisions, what it is that they desire. Your new agers, if you wish, have labeled these children as indigo children. We would call them individuals who are being born into your particular incarnational period, bringing with them the understanding that the reality that they experience is being influenced consciously, and that they can change and alter this reality consciously. That particular type of acceptance is very difficult for individuals who were born in what you like to refer to as your past, and who were, for lack of a better terminology, quite set in their beliefs and belief systems when you entered into this new age and new energy, and are therefore nonetheless influencing the reality from a conscious thought process, from conscious actions, from conscious thoughts and feelings and choices and decisions. But nonetheless, consciously having a difficult time accepting that they're responsible for this illusionary reality that they experience. We're suggesting, however, that these so-called indigo children, these new age children that are being born with that understanding that their conscious thoughts, their attitudes and beliefs, what it is that they desire, their imagination and their expectation, is having a definite influence upon this reality that they experience. And as that particular alteration continues, where they are due to your belief in time and space, this continuous alteration of entities who are so-called ending a particular incarnational period and then returning into your awakened consciousness state in what you might refer to as the next incarnational period, they bring with them that knowledge, that understanding. And although they may not be able to understand it in terms that they can give you an explanation, they somehow consciously grasped the concept that they have the capacity to influence their reality. They own it. They accept it. It's not something that they have to learn. It's not something that they view as being beyond their capacity, but rather it's something that they own. It says you own your beliefs in the so-called human consciousness belief systems. That, for example, it's necessary for you to consume certain elements in order to continue to exist. That you, in your awakened consciousness state, understand and believe in the human consciousness belief system that this particular incarnational period at some point will end. And so it is that these so-called New Age indigo children understand at some level of their consciousness that they have the capacity to influence and control this reality from a conscious state. When those indigo children continue to become more involved in the matters that are influencing these so-called atrocities that you experience throughout your Earth system in this particular present time, those atrocities will end. They will become less and less prominent. It's not a case that someone's going to come along and have some type of a massive war occupation that is going to somehow terminate all of the so-called negative entities that are existing that are responsible for these so-called negative experiences. Absolutely not. What becomes difficult to give an explanation for, and what becomes difficult to grasp, particularly in one's waking consciousness state, when you are involved in a particular creation process that's occurring throughout your Earth system, each individual involved in that process shares a responsibility for that reality. It's an illusion. It's a validation of beliefs and belief systems. Each of you are interacting and connected with one another. Each of you exists within each and every element of this entire universe. And so while it seems like, well, I'm not responsible for what's occurring on the other side of the Earth system, we're suggesting that you are absolutely responsible and involved. Absolutely. It's a validation of beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? What do you believe as a human consciousness? What do you believe as a society and as an individual? Well, we're suggesting that these so-called indigo children, these so-called New Age children, will hold a different belief, will hold an understanding that their beliefs and belief systems influence not only what they experience in their day-to-day activities, but also have an influence on all of the activities that occur throughout your entire Earth system. Similarly, as those activities have an influence upon the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. You are right now experiencing all types of turmoil in your so-called other side of the Earth, in what you like to refer to as your Eastern or Middle Eastern types of society. And it's very simple to suggest that those particular individuals are responsible for what it is that they experience. But we're suggesting that each of you as well are responsible. And that reality that they're experiencing is influencing your reality. Absolutely and entirely. And that the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities, the beliefs so that you hold, the thoughts and feelings, the choices and decisions that you make are influencing their reality as well. You are not separate. You are all one. That becomes a difficult concept to grasp, that this is an illusion, that you are one and yet you are an individual. You are all that is, and consequently you are nothing. You are all that is. You are yet of you connected. The reality that you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, and it's an illusion. And as you enter into this particular time period, if you wish, where these so-called indigo New Age children continue to evolve and to populate your Earth systems, you will begin to notice changes in what you in your awakened consciousness state might refer to as positive changes. But that, once again, from the level at which you create your reality, it's simply a validation of beliefs and belief systems. It's not a right or wrong. is not judged whether it's good or bad or whether you should or should not experience it. It's validation of beliefs and belief systems. And when these so-called indigo children hold what you might refer to as different beliefs and belief systems, at some level of their so-called awakened consciousness state, the understanding that what it is that they imagine, what it is that they believe, what it is that they think and feel, the choices and decisions are influencing not only their individual reality, but the reality of all individuals throughout your entire vibrational level. And you will begin to understand that you have the capacity to alter it. We have suggested many times that these so-called indigo children are entering into your incarnational period, into this time period, if you wish, but we hesitate to utilize that reference to time and space, and yet it's necessary many times to give you an explanation that has in your awakened consciousness stack some type of reasonable acceptance. And so in this incarnational period, in this time period, these so-called indigo New Age children are beginning to reach that point where they are beginning to have some type of control on the earth systems, on the societal relationships that are involving and interacting in your earth system, and as a result will have an influence that you in your awakened consciousness state would most likely refer to as being a positive influence. And as that particular alteration in your understanding of the creation process evolves, once again for lack of a better terminology, then, as we have suggested as well, the next generation we would refer to as the peacemakers. We refer to as the peacemakers because at that level of understanding, those particular entities will not only bring in with them the understanding that their consciousness, thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions, beliefs and belief systems are influencing this reality, but also the understanding that this reality is created from a position of absolute unconditional love. And that this right or wrong concept is only one that's held in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And with that understanding that the reality is created from a position of absolute unconditional love will come that capacity to consciously love unconditionally each individual for who they are. And as a result, we would term them as being the peacemakers. To enter into, if you wish to utilize once again your belief in time and space, an era when your system will experience what you in your awakened consciousness state would use the terminology of being a very desirable, peaceful existence. The understanding in the awakened consciousness that you are all that is, that you create this reality entirely, and that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You can hold that absolute understanding and belief in your awakened consciousness state, that it is within your capacity to consciously influence and create the reality that you desire. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. In the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.